time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic. It's for March 16th. Oh, hell yeah. Can you guess what day? There's what day is today? Holidays today? Holidays today. Well, there's a bunch of them. My favorite already. I kind of mentioned holidays today. Everything you do is right day, which should be every day, right? Freedom of Information Day, Giant Panda Bear Day, International Sports Car Racing Day, National Quilting Day, and of course 316 Day. Oh hell yeah! What? It's a Stone Cold Steve Austin holiday, and in Rochester, New York, it's our St. Patrick's Day Parade Day. And so, if you're out there going out there, catch me. I'll be out there in about 2.5 hours. Birthdays today: Henry O. Godwin is 60. Stephen Armstrong or Stephen James is 59 today, and Kenny from the Spirit Squad is 38 today. I believe he's a producer in WWE. I'm your humble host, The Cash Man. I'm joined by Jay-Z. Jay-Z, how you
what?
Doing? What? What?
What? What? I was going to do that after every birthday, but I decided that would be rude.
What?
See, wrestling fans. See, wrestling fans, you don't have to say what anymore. It's old.
Well, I mean, some people might not even get the reference, you know? That's what I'm figuring, you know, because they're such young kids, you know? Unless Steve Austin's there, you know. Jay-Z, bro, how are you? It's been a long time.
I was trying to think of the last time I was on the show. I think it was like September. Yeah, so it's been a while.
So we need to catch up. I know you had a surgery or two or something like that.
Yeah, I had three surgeries.
You had your head placed upon another body, right?
Yes, I wish. I had a nice one picked out, and then the guy got caught wind of it. He sued.
You got COVID during the surgery, right? You know.
No, I did not get COVID, thankfully, during the surgery. I actually had COVID in September for the third time, and my family got COVID prior to my getting surgery, which was nice because they said, "Oh, we'll have to wait 6 weeks if you catch COVID." I'm like, "Awesome, that's just great," but I didn't get it. I had three surgeries, one on each hand and one on my right elbow. I'm in recovery now about 95% depending on the day. So,
okay, cool. Well, it's nice to see you. We're here to talk pro wrestling. I haven't talked to you in a while. So before we even jump into it, I'm guessing we ought to need to discuss things that have happened that have been major big deals in wrestling in the past, 6 months or so. That we've never gotten your perspective on. Like, for instance, Vince McMahon getting kicked out of the WWE. There is some news this week about that. In fact, before I even start talking to you, I want to give people a heads up of what we're talking about today. This is what we're talking about today. AEW had a big debut this week. You may have seen it. Thoughts on some of the new, we're going to give our thoughts on some of the new people in AEW. And we're still making our way towards WrestleMania with The Rock, man, just having an incredible promo last night on SmackDown.
That's one way to call one word to use.
I feel bad that he keeps calling Cody a mistake. But so what do you think about the shakeup in the world of pro wrestling that we've had in the last 6 months?
It was due. I'm sad, and I think it's unfortunate that it came in the way that it did, because I really feel for the young lady that, you know, ended up suing, or her name, she released her name and all the information that came out. we kind of knew wrestling was a dirty business. We knew it was dirty business decades ago, but we didn't know how the level to which a guy like Vince McMahon would stoop once he was the only show in town. And
I believe he'd been doing this way before he was the only show in town.
That's true. I mean, there was stories of, I think it was Mike McGurk, the ring announcer, and that was back in the 80s. There was also a female referee that had said some stuff years ago. So I wasn't surprised that he was a scumbag. I was actually surprised more by the depth of the depravity, that, you know, the things that he was saying in those text messages, the fact that he looped in John Laurinaitis, which must have been very weird for him to hear, like Super Bob, whatever his name was.
Super Dave Osborne.
Super Dave Osborne, yeah. Because yeah. I think his real name is Bob, but Osborne, his voice in the boardroom doing things that I don't even want to imagine. I did. I'm sorry I put that out in the universe. But I'm surprised by how bad it was, but I'm not surprised that it was bad. I think it's good that Vince was exposed. I'm surprised that we haven't heard more stories yet. I'm sure we will at some point in the future. I think because people live in fear, because he's such a powerful dude. He, you know, controlled the wrestling business for better part of 20 years. And I'm sure there are ladies that were involved in WWE, the diva stuff, all that, that probably have a story that they just don't feel comfortable telling, and it's their stories to tell. There's been talk of the young lady who unfortunately committed suicide, that her name escapes me,
Ashley,
but she was on Survivor.
Ashley Massaro.
Ashley Massaro, that may be the thing that pushed her over the edge, or one of the things that sort of, like, I mean, it just, I'm glad Vince is out of the business, and I really, really hope he doesn't worm his way back in. He is, number one, he's old, and maybe, I don't know if there's going to be criminal charges or anything like that, but he needs to just go away. I know he sold a bunch of stock. I don't see him returning. I think TKO is making the right call.
Yeah.
Keeping him out. I don't know if they're making the right call having The Rock, you know, do all this stuff on TV right now, but that's besides the point. But I'm glad to see Vince gone.
They're trying to sell a pay-per-view. So that's, you know, but Vince is the king of NDAs, you know? I mean, so there's probably a lot that we won't ever hear about because, you know, someone, I'll give you $2 million, you keep your mouth shut, you know? And it's like, okay, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, they keep their mouths shut, but what does that do to them psychologically for the rest of their lives? Do they tell their spouses? Do they tell their children when they get older? Do they open up to a therapist? I mean, because these things are the sort of thing that you don't take lightly. They don't heal overnight with the power of the green paper, you know?
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, it certainly soothes, but
it probably helps a little bit. I mean, you don't have to worry about working, but you know, you have to function.
If you read this whole Janelle Grant lawsuit, the girl really never did anything until Vince brought her in as, you know, basically a concubine, and and gave her like $1 million a year job. And it's like, so, you know, I mean, you can you know, claim all these terrible things, but you also, you know, walked right into it with no experience, and you know, it wasn't ever hidden what was going on. I'm not giving Vince McMahon an excuse. I'm just saying that there's taking advantage of people at the right time in their life happens, you know, like when people are in desperate situations. And that's exactly kind of what happened. And, you know,
she was young. I mean, they didn't take advantage of someone that was like, you know, in her mid-30s that had seen success in various businesses and just got a job. They took advantage of a girl who was fresh out of college, who had not had any work experience per se. So it doesn't make it any way her fault, but it's he picked the victim. Like that's what predators do. They find the weakest among the prey and they exploit that. And that's exactly what Vince did. And I'm sure he's done it for decades. Yep. And this girl was brave enough to speak out, and I'm glad that she did. And I'm sure that her family's proud of her. I'm sure her,
well, her mom and dad died. That's why she was in a situation. You know, they both died, and they were living in the same building, I think, as Vince was living in. And so Vince was, yeah. So there's a lot of background to the story. There's a lot more to come out. And I mean, but there is no more names being attached to there was anonymous names all over the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And I actually have some new ones when we get to the news to this week that you can add as the anonymous people, which aren't so anonymous anymore. But unfortunately, it still hits at the people that are running the company. So,
Heard this news, so I'm waiting with bated breath.
Okay, so we'll get to it in a little bit. But I do want to talk about originally. I want to start talking about the big debut by Mercedes Moné in AEW this past week. We've had three major debuts in the last 8 days, I think, and it was. Or maybe more than that, 2 weeks. Will Ospreay, Okada, and now we have Mercedes Moné. And, you know, we knew it was coming. It was no surprise when they named the show a month before The Boss or whatever, you know. Interesting thing. I'll be honest right up front. Sasha Banks was a great wrestler. Okay, yes, I understand that. But I think Sasha Banks is a needle mover? No. And it depends on how thank you, Super Beast. I'll mention that in a minute. It depends on how you debut somebody. I'm really getting tired of these debuts. Now listen, it was no big secret that Mercedes Moné was going to debut last Wednesday. But don't you think you would have a bigger crowd if you if you actually said it by name, you know, and maybe did interviews and stuff leading up to it, you know, maybe doing some I'm sure Sports Illustrated always seems to be dropping WWE news, quote unquote, supposedly, or People Magazine or People Magazine says this person's going to be in the Royal Rumble. Oh, yeah, I forgot that they break that kind of news. But, you know, nevertheless, I joke about that. But you could have gotten, you know, some news before that. Maybe it would have boosted the numbers a bit because it didn't really go up anything significantly. But Mercedes Moné is, a young superstar. And it's like, listen, I worked with Bob Matthews for, I don't know what, a year on Saturday mornings, and he loved Sasha Banks. It was his favorite wrestler, I never argued with him. I never said, hey, I don't get it. I mean, yes. I mean, I remember Hell in a Cell with Sasha and Charlotte Flair. There's some things I remember that were pretty cool. But now, what do you think? Is that a bit, is it, I don't think it's a needle mover, but it can be, they're really building some depth into their roster right now with that. You know, and our biggest beef always has been that there's so many people on that roster that don't get used that have been there since day one. And now you come in and bring in three more. But what do you think about Mercedes Moné showing up in Boston? And I guess there were some WWE stars that were incognito. Maybe they had glasses with a big nose on the front or something.
Yeah.
You know, I saw the pictures of Bayley, so I know Bayley was there. But
I think she would have been a bigger needle mover if he had shown up a week after being on WWE TV. She'd been gone for a while. She went to New Japan, did some stuff over in Stardom.
Broke her leg.
she did stuff, but she was not on AEW. The wrestling business is an out of sight, out of mind sort of business for the common fan. You know, us, we're reading online, we're following people on Twitter, we're seeing news, we're watching wrestling from Japan. But the common everyday wrestling fan that's going to be flipping channels on Wednesdays on TNT is not going to know where Sasha Banks was. They might not even have figured out. The thing about it is that they put the dollar signs in the name of big business. And I knew that she was showing up at some point. I didn't put two and two together that Boston was where she was from. I'll be quite honest with you. But it could have been Okada up until Okada showed up 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because the Rainmaker, the money and all that other stuff. But the other thing is, they treated her like Phil Brooks. You know, they let her show up the beginning of the show thinking that the fans are going to hijack and chant boss time for the entire show. And then the rest of the show was weak. Like, they blew everything in that first 15, 20-minute segment. And then the rest of the show, the rest of Dynamite, they have to hold the viewer. You know, it seems like television 101, where you keep the viewer's attention for the entire time you're on TV. And they put her out there, and it didn't – I don't think it moved the needle at all. I didn't look at the ratings. I don't think she's a needle mover. I don't – it's nothing against her. I think she's very gifted. I thought her match with Bayley and NXT in Brooklyn was one of the best women's matches of the last 20 years. But I don't know that she's going to be the big star that puts them over, especially considering how Tony seems to only book people when he feels like booking them. Well, it doesn't, I don't think he books them well either. It's unfortunate because, you know, I used to be really high on AEW. I had a lot of goodwill for them, but they've lost all of that goodwill with just terrible booking, just terrible decisions when it comes to announcements and things like that. And, you know, bringing in three new people is not going to solve the problem. The problems are deep-seated, and he needs people to help him. He needs someone that understands the wrestling business to tell and telling stories long-term, but also making things make sense for a long time. I don't think he's got that right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say that last Wednesday was terrible. We got Jay White versus Darby Allin in a pretty good match during the show. Unfortunately, Darby Allin got hurt in it and will not be climbing the Himalayas now, but we'll talk about that a little bit. But we did, you know, I mean, they're doing a tournament to, you know, Sting is gone, so one less cog in the wheel there, you know, and I mean, and that was, you know, we probably won't see Ric Flair again, I'm guessing, because, you know, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. But I like I said, you know what, and she was very, you know, she talked about chaotic wrestling, which is where she learned to wrestle, and that's in Massachusetts, which I thought was really neat that they talked about, because there's a lot of people that came up through chaotic wrestling, you know, there's and you know, so there was some cool stuff, you know, mentioned, but I, you know, fans were good. I mean, I can't always interpret. It was a sold-out crowd, and I think AEW went out of their way to let you know that by showing the crowd for very long extended shots in the beginning of the night because of all the grief they've been getting with people posting pictures with an empty arena. And it's like, I know that that's tough. That's tough to build that crowd and everything, and I've seen WWE shows like those empty arena shows before, so it's not like it's unique to wrestling that happens, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just unfortunate that, you know, like Okada's debut was on Rampage last week, and someone had to show a picture of it completely empty. You know, they felt that it was disrespectful having him debut in front of 2,000 people. That's like, that's stupid. There's so many idiot internet people out there who, like, you know, have, you know, think that, you know, everything's got to be a full house or it doesn't mean anything, you know. I mean, yes, it means money. WWE's been gloating about it. Every one of their shows on TV has been sold out in the past, last few weeks. They've had, like, nothing but sellouts because they're riding high right now with this whole Rock being involved. It's probably been the, you know, one of the, I think, a super great buildup for WrestleMania so far. It's been the first good one in a long time. And, mm-hmm. You know, just the way, you know, they've been telling the story of Cody and, you know, and how disappointed everybody in the world was when he lost at WrestleMania last year. And it looked like he was going to get pushed aside this year. And I don't know. I just think that they're doing things right now, and you got to figure it will leak over to AEW. But, you know, they now have these new players who are like, they can do, you know, some different things with them. I mean, Okada, yeah, you might remember Okada's run in TNA about 10
Please
years
don't.
Ago. Please don't. 10 years ago. I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of, you know, I think it's really interesting how him leaving New Japan and a lot of people in New Japan just like giving him grief on like X or Twitter or whatever you call it, saying, you know, you're turning your back on your company and stuff. But I think Okada is a great wrestler. I think that I'm excited to see where they're going to go with it. You know, they've got to change things up a little bit. The women's division has always been kind of hit and miss because there's been way too many injuries. And, you know, I think right now they're getting healthy. You know, we'll see what they do with Mercedes Moné, but I don't think We'll find out next week if you know, if the debuts had anything to do with numbers we see on watching on TV. So I just think that, but it's, you know, kudos to them. I mean, they wanted her a year ago when she broke her ankle at the New Japan show she ended up losing to Willow. It was New Japan. Yeah. And she,
yeah, I think so.
She
yeah.
called, she called a, you know, she called a, changed the plans for the finish because she broke her leg in the match and had Willow pin her. And then Willow was like the champion there. And you know, it's kind of hard. You might, but she was supposed to debut in AEW right after that. And of course, a broken leg, much easier to come back from than say a torn ligament or a blown out knee or something. But you know, we'll see. I mean, she immediately got into it. And by the end of the show on Wednesday, coming out to help Willow when Willow is getting beat up. So we kind of see where her, you know, her starts will be in the company. I don't know. It's to be said. They're doing good things. You know, there's some good things going on. And I don't know. I'm a big Okada fan. So it's like, you know, if you've watched any of those New Japan shows, you know, there's New Japan show on Access TV that nobody gets to see, but apparently me. And, you know, you get to watch all the big shows they do every year, you know, in hour increments. And Okada's always been very impressive. But, you know, I don't know. AEW, you know, I remember when right after CM Punk had won the title and then they fired him. And we saw each other in Buffalo for that Dynamite show, right? That's where I saw
right.
You. Yeah, and you guys got to hobnob with FTR after the show.
Yes. Yeah. That was fun.
It was. And freaking FTR didn't want to go to any of the adults, just the kids, you know?
So. Yeah, you know what? I kind of appreciate that about him. But, you know, I'm getting to the point where none of my kids are going to be into wrestling. So I think my days of my kids coming with me to shows to getting access to wrestlers to get their autographs is going to be a little bit long.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be decreased. But maybe if I shaved and walked on my knees.
Hey, listen, I live alone, okay? Do you think I...
Oh boy.
I'm still doing it. So, what do you think about before we get into some more stories? What do you think about the build up for WrestleMania? Have you been following following that at all? I know that
yes.
I mean, and it's exciting. I think it really is kind of catching something that will make people want to watch, you know.
I think they could have honestly, I know that Rock is there to sort of drive interest.
Rock was
outside.
Brought in for a bunch of reasons, that, but yeah. Also to distract from what was going on with the legal stuff going on, you know?
Yeah, and you know, I appreciate their reasoning behind bringing Rock in. I don't know that he was necessarily needed for the buildup. I think they could have done something very interesting with Roman and Cody without that. But, you know, they're making chicken salad, to steal a phrase and sort of edit it for family. Out of what they've had, what they were given.
You can say it like Snoop Dogg if you want. You can say, you know, shiznit.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. They're making it out of chicken shiznit. But the thing is, last year from what I've read some places that was a Vince call for Cody to lose. I've read that. I could be wrong. And now they're basically trying to make up for it by making it a little bit different. I appreciate the story they're telling now a little bit more than I did when they first, like, when Cody showed up and said, well, you know, I'm not going to do it this year or whatever. I'm like, that makes no sense. None of that made sense at all. And so they're trying to make it better, and they're doing a decent job. I think Rock I loved what Seth Rollins called him Mr. Midlife Crisis on Monday. yeah. That was pretty good because he's coming out in the same outfits he's wearing. He's only appealing to guys like us. Little kids are like, why is the guy from Jumanji in the middle of the ring, you know? But I have a feeling that we're going to end WrestleMania weekend happy as fans, which I think is the goal.
Yeah, I think so. And
I am intrigued by the pathway to get there. I don't think Rock should be working a long match. That tag team match needs to be short, or they need to do a lot of smoke and mirrors because that dude is going to get gassed.
Let me stop you. What do you think about Cody Rhodes wrestling twice WrestleMania weekend. Seth Rollins now wrestling twice WrestleMania weekend. And obviously they're setting something up with the tag team match on Saturday, which I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Rock and Roman Reigns win that match to make it even a higher mountain to climb for Cody Rhodes the next night, you know, to maybe even create some more satisfaction in what could you know, what the outcome could be of that match. But I mean, it's like, can you sell two nights of WrestleMania with the same guys wrestling twice? You know, Daniel Bryan wrestled twice when it was only one day and won the title, but you know, the crowd, you know, that's when the crowd took over, you know? Do you think that, I mean, you know, like the Artiste's not a big fan of that, you know?
I'm not a huge fan of it. To be honest with you, Wrestle Kingdom pulled that off a couple of years back in New Japan. When they had, I can't remember. I can't remember. I know it was Naito and I believe it was Okada. And I don't remember who the third person involved was, but they had to do like, I feel like so bad for not remembering who the third person was.
Was it Kenny Omega? Was it Kenny Omega?
So anyway, no, it wasn't Kenny. Kenny had been gone. But basically what happened was, night one, Naito or the other guy had to win, but then they had to face Okada the next night. And it can be done if done well. I think that tag team match has to be short. It has to end quickly. I don't think Rock can work a full match. I think also it needs to be short to lower the risk of injury, because you don't want Cody or Seth or Roman even to blow out a knee or to break an ankle or something in some foolish spot meant to pop the crowd. Yeah. Do something short, do something sweet. If you're going to do it two nights in a row, make the first one short.
Well, and Seth Rollins is less risky. It'd probably be Seth Rollins' first match back, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So they got to be smart. And these guys have been doing it for a long time. I'm hoping that they're smart about it. They're not Darby Allin. You know, Darby Allin breaking his foot in a match he did not have to be in. He really could have just gone off to about climb Mount Everest after that Sting match. No one would have judged him for it. But I really do feel like the double night with having their main eventers in the main event both times could be a mistake.
Yeah.
If it's not handled properly. And I think it also shows that they don't trust the undercard to carry an event without them on top.
Well, we've got three weeks before and we still don't have, I mean, there's only a spattering of matches for both shows. Obviously you can see where they're going, you know, what they're doing on TV and stuff. And that may change. I'm not feeling everything set in stone on everything. So who knows what we got, but we got 2 weeks. It's going to be in Philadelphia, and everyone remembers when Roman Reigns won the Royal Rumble in Philadelphia and The Rock came out to try to get the crowd to cheer for him and they booed him too. And that was, I always remember that so well. And now these guys coming in as heels, they're good. That place is going to be loud. You know, it's tempting to go because it's pretty close to where we are. Yeah. You know? It really is tempting.
If I didn't have to work the following Monday,
isn't the following Monday the eclipse?
It is.
It is.
So not going to want to travel at all that weekend.
Yeah.
Especially in Rochester, they said there's like 500,000 people coming into the Rochester area for the eclipse. So, it's not a good idea. It would not be a good idea to travel down to Philly the weekend of the eclipse.
Maybe we ought to get together, bro. We haven't seen you in forever. I know Danger wants to. We all want to get together for like the second night. So,
You know what? We'll have to think about it.
Yeah.
Let me look at what my family's doing, because I'd have to probably drag along my 16-year-old. He could drive now, which is fun.
Oh, my goodness. You make me feel old.
I know. He was born my first year with the pain clinic, and now he's driving. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, wow.
But yeah, they don't trust the undercard, or they don't have an undercard to trust yet, except for, you know, that smattering of matches.
Yeah.
With the Gunther and Sami Zayn, I think it's going to be great unless they throw Gable in. I hate three-way matches. It'll be fun, but I like one-on-one.
I was going to say, people were particularly not happy with Sami Zayn winning that gauntlet match to get to take on Gunther or whatever, you know, or Walter, and a lot of people weren't happy about that. And I'm happy about it, but I saw that, Brock Lesnar reappeared on the roster this past week. And Brock Lesnar was his name was not mentioned, but if you refer to somebody in a lawsuit as former UFC champion, there's not a lot of people in WWE who fit that description. You know,
yeah. I'm trying to think. There's nobody unless Cain Velasquez was counted at one point.
Yeah. Oh boy, you count that? I don't know. He was there for 30 seconds. It seemed like.
Yeah,
so.
Well, yeah. But I don't think he was involved. I'm pretty sure it was Brock.
Well, I'm sure you heard when that lawsuit came out, they had lots of plans for Brock Lesnar, and including taking on Dominic Mysterio at the Money in the Bank Perth show that just happened a couple weeks ago. So they may still work him back in, but it's like I don't know if he ever had any sort of contact with a girl besides her sending pictures to him. But
okay.
If you read the lawsuit, he's definitely referred to, you know, because they were trying to entice him to come back. And so it's like, and he was using this girl who, yeah, it's terrible. I know it's terrible.
I mean, he's with Sable. I mean, you think about like he's with Sable. Why would that even entice him at that point?
I would love him to come back because I know the sign I would make, because apparently he's into one sort of weird thing. And you know what I'm talking about?
I have an idea, but I'm not gonna. Yeah, no.
We can't say it on the show. But I would make a great sign for that. I don't care where he is. I'm gonna do it anytime he wrestles again. But
yeah,
but he was originally.
Yeah, I'd be afraid to do anything to insult Brock Lesnar because I think he's like got Viking brain.
Yeah.
So like he'll just murder anybody in his path if he gets mad enough.
I will say, folks, if you're listening and you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and read that lawsuit, and you'll know exactly what I'm referring to in the middle of it.
Kids, ask your parents first.
Yeah, don't. Please, kids, don't. you know, he's just into weird stuff, you know. So I was going to say that he was originally supposed to take on Gunther at WrestleMania. So
right.
Who knows? Well, you know, I mean, I kind of, you know, you're right. The undercard's kind of weak right now. And I mean, you got some big stars that are going to be in there. You got like all the champions that are going to be defending their titles. So, And everyone loves Rhea Ripley. And I mean, gosh, did you see her last week? She's like, I like her with longer hair. And then she came out with like longer hair this past week. You know, I hadn't seen her in a while. Maybe she took some time off. You know,
she scares me, but not in a bad way.
No, me neither. You know, so. And she, she came, but, you know, I wonder if they're trying to separate her from the Judgment Day, even though I said last time I thought they end up putting her backstage in the segment with them. So I don't know if they are or not, but definitely think because of Dominic Mysterio getting married this past week, to his real fiance. And we talked about it last week on the show because he went to cut went to do a speech during the wedding party, and people were booing him every time he got close to the mic. You know,
love it.
Yeah, it was good
stuff. That's a worker. He's a worker.
Well, half the people in the crowd were wrestling fans, wrestlers. Yeah. So going in with kind of not the strongest card in the world. It will get picked up, but last night you saw The Rock. Rock sang some songs. Proceeded to call Cody a mistake again, which he's like, this is what he's going to go with, is Cody's a mistake. But very funny, though, you know? I mean, he would not insult Memphis because that's where Flex Cavana came from or whatever, you know? And he talked about that. He's like, I'm not going to insult you because this is where I started, you know? I think they showed a picture, and it was like, oh, my goodness. We kind of met him right after, when he first came up and he was doing that, and then, you know, but... And then he kind of dropped that and just went to like Hawaiian shirts. before he like super exploded. That's when we met him. So it was a long, 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 long time ago. But
I find him very, Maivia days.
Yeah, I find him very entertaining. I like when he sings songs. He's very, there were some very vicious lines, and he's building up a lot of hype. So, you know, cool. Kudos to WrestleMania coming up. But you know what? We've got, like I said, we've only got a couple weeks. So they've got, you know, there's got to be an incident coming up. Maybe they beat up Seth Rollins or something, you know, because he's already quote unquote hurt, but he's been okay to wrestle, but he hasn't wrestled yet. So unless he's done dark matches, I'm not absolutely sure if he's like done anything
after the
lights went off. But I'm sure he's still trying to heal up. But yeah, like I said, this guy's coming back, you know, from an injury. And, you know, the timing just was not great. Can you imagine if he was completely out? I mean, of WrestleMania when he got hurt, it would, I think it hurts. I mean, I like Seth Rollins. I'm not a big, you know, I don't like the kids singing along to his music and stuff, you know,
I hate it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's interesting, you know, because I hate when they want it, when the TV crews want it. And sometimes it's not there, but they entice the folks to sing along, just like they used to do with Shinsuke Nakamura. Remember?
Yes.
You know, they used to air violin, you know. And
Yeah. Well, it's like goes back to the old days of those TV talk shows where they have the applause light, you know. It's like the sing-along light. Like, now's the time to sing along. And, I don't like the singing along. I barely like it during AEW when Jericho's theme comes on and people are singing along with that. But at least that started organically, because the pandemic, or they had like the match where they couldn't have his theme music because the fans were singing it. It's like, this is perfect, you know.
It's just hard for them to get away from that too now, because I don't think they want that anymore. You know, who wants?
It's become
2 minutes of them singing. You know.
Yeah, it's part of the DNA of wrestling now. We have to deal with that. We have to deal with what chants. We have to deal with the "You Still Got It" chants. Oh, look at that. You got your little Irish Rock City fear. Is that what it is?
Rock City. It's my Rock City roller derby shirt that I've got a bunch of changed clothes that I'll be doing during the parade. So you'll see me in different, like, I got my jersey and I got other things too. But
look at you.
Yeah.
Costume changes. You're like Taylor Swift.
I know. I'm gonna
Taylor Cashman.
I'm gonna dive into the Genesee River. So
no, don't do that. Don't do that. You'll come out looking like Emil from the end of RoboCop.
Yeah, big mushy.
There's a reference for anybody to look up. Go ahead.
Yeah. He's kind of like a blob of stuff. So let's talk about some news. We've talked about AEW debuts and everything, and I want to thank everybody who's in the chat room. I gotta mention Super Beast. If you want to get some of Super Beast's merchandise, go to prowrestlingtees.com/beastbuy. I'm only doing it because he's in the chat room, and it's like, I appreciate that. There's some big shows. There was a big show ESW last night. I haven't really seen the results yet, but and we've got, interesting is Mickie James is going to be in Rochester for a couple weeks doing a play. And I don't know too much information on it. So I was contacted by a person who's doing PR for it. And so, I'm hoping to get Mickie James on before that. We've got GCW coming to Rochester a week from, Sunday.
Right. Yeah. I forgot that was coming. Is it sold out yet or no?
I'm not sure yet, but I know that, everyone's favorite Danhausen's going to be there.
So, oh, very nice, very evil.
Yeah, very evil. But it's at Water Street Music Hall. So it's I think it's an interesting venue.
That's a strange venue to have a wrestling event.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, there were places that did wrestling at like Pineapple Jacks and stuff. So I'm guessing
they
still do.
They did a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
So I guess there's a way to set it up at.
Oh, it's going
to
be live on Fight TV too, by the way, the GCW show. So
Rochester, show up and ask why Matt Cardona's not there.
I think Nick Gage, I think he just announced that he was going to be there. I'm not sure or not. I thought I saw a lineup and it was like, well, Matt Cardona's got, he's, you know, obviously it's a very busy wrestler.
He's at home playing with his action figures.
Don't say that. He went to see Ghostbusters with his WWE superstar wife.
Right.
The new Ghostbusters debut. I had a premiere this past week, and I saw pictures from that. But yeah, it's coming. It's a week from tomorrow, and which is pretty cool. A week from today, we have men's roller derby at the Main Street Armory. Flower City Fury will be playing a game, as well as the Rochester Area Junior Roller Derby. So that's going on a week from today. And we're going to promote that. That's why I'm going to the one of the reasons I'm going to the parade.
Are you
going to
be skating in the parade?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'll let my friends skate. I will just hand things out, like, you know, beads and, you know,
my phone. Are you going to be playing the song? I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
You stepped on my joke. It's okay. No. I was going to hand out phone number. No.
Oh, of course. You're still young. You're single.
Yeah, something like
ready
that.
Ready to mingle.
Something like that. Live in a house all alone. Got a dog, you know.
Look, you have a house. You're already set up, yeah, you know.
There we go. Okay. Good, you know,
you got a bachelor pad.
Yeah, start getting, you know, getting some NDAs written up. Okay, so
oh boy, don't send any text messages. Don't like crib from Vince. Don't whatever Vince did, do the opposite.
Yeah, believe me, I there's some things he did that, man, it would be difficult for me to do them. So, but
yeah, you have a moral compass. That's the problem.
Something like that. So let me rip through some news before, because I'm going to get the show over by 11, folks, just because the parade starts at 12:30. I got to get myself downtown to it by then. And I appreciate Jay-Z. I always love you coming on. But let's talk about some news this past week. I'll read it, and then we'll give our two thoughts on it. We did mention Mercedes Moné debut this past Wednesday on AEW. We're going to – I think that in the preview for next week's Mercedes is going to talk. So we'll get more out. I mean, we did get a lot of talking out of Mercedes Moné. I think it was a really, you know, you could see the emotion. I think it was legit that, because Sasha Banks kind of went out as a champion in WWE, kind of got fired while they still had the championships, her and Trinity. Remember how her career ended in WWE? They had just, they were supposed to drop the titles, and instead of doing that, they just left. They did not.
Yeah, they took their ball and went home.
They did not agree with the booking of Vince McMahon, and it was, I believe, Vince McMahon. So I think that, and Vince McMahon didn't think they were as big as star as they thought they were. So I didn't think we haven't really brought that up since we talked about Moné coming in, but it ended terrible there. You know, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, when you fire someone who has the titles, you know, I think that's a big deal. Had to sit out an awful long time. And that's where I think you lose out on the recognizability. It's like, you know, it's been a couple of years since Sasha Banks was on WWE TV. So I think, you know, it's a story to, we'll see where it goes from here, you know, but I don't know if it's a, you know, I don't think, I knew right immediately it wasn't going to be a needle mover. And it's like, I think one thing Tony Khan thinks is that, you know, you can just surprise people and people will watch. But unfortunately, I don't think that's how wrestling works a lot anymore. You know, it's fun to see a surprise, but it's not, you know.
It's not the late 90s anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the, we're watching to see.
That's Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, you know.
Yeah, we're not watching, like, the only way that Sasha would have been a needle mover is if they had a Radicals-esque exit from WWE and showing up at AEW. So if you had Sasha with Bayley, with Becky, if all of them left at the same time and they showed up at AEW, that would have been a needle mover. Her being alone, but also being cooled off because – off of TV for God knows how long, you know, injured.
At least 2 years. At least 2 years.
She's a star. It doesn't diminish her star power, but she's not much of a draw when wrestling fans are very fickle. And honestly, in a roster that includes Toni Storm, who's doing the best work of her career, it's very difficult to get excited about another lady wrestler right now. I love what Toni Storm's doing. I could be in the minority, but I think she's
phenomenal. We do too. You believe me? You're on the right. I think so. But, you know, I mean, this whole you know, black and white 20s movie star very, I think it's, it makes me laugh more than anything, especially when the shoes come off, you know?
Calling out Wendi Richter is the best part. And I kind of hoped that like Sasha would show up dressed as Wendi Richter. I kind of hope that would be the angle they would go, but they haven't done that.
Then nobody would know who she was.
Oh, it would have been great. Her in the blue swimsuit singlet, yeah. You know, with her hair teased up.
Yeah, Medusa come out with her too. Why not? You know,
guys who are 40 years old and up are like, that's Wendi Richter, rock and wrestling. Cindy Lauper shows up. I mean,
get on the phone,
like
call
that.
Your friends.
No, yes, no. See,
I was telling somebody that's how it used to be, man. You know, it's like when they used to have WCW and WWE on at the same time, you could only watch one, and sometimes you'd have to call somebody and tell them, hey, this person showed up. You know, and it's not like that anymore. You know, especially since
if you didn't have cable like I did, you'd read about it on the internet, like on those like the bulletin boards, or you'd see it on a magazine rack a month and a half later with Pro Wrestling Illustrated. You wouldn't know what was going on in wrestling unless someone told you.
Yeah, you had to buy your favorite Ric Flair bleeding cover of Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
The Crimson Mask. There's
most
of
them. That or Dusty Rhodes with a spike in his head, you know?
Yeah, with John Tenta, is this the end of Hulkamania?
Hulk Hogan. Yeah. Good stuff like that. So some other news. I'm going to keep moving through.
Oh, yeah.
Thunderbolt Patterson is the newest member of the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2024. That was announced this past week. You know, it makes sense. Heyman going in and a bunch of these people going in. And now I guess I think The Rock's mom's going to go in. There's a lot of rumors about that happening, but it hasn't been announced yet. But just another person added to it, so you can watch it on, I think it's, they have a real busy schedule for WrestleMania week. I know we've got an afternoon NXT show on Saturday, and then Saturday night's is the Hall of Fame inductions. No. Is it Friday? It's Saturday is NXT, and then WrestleMania, Dane White is Saturday night, but I think maybe it's Friday. I can't remember.
I think it was Friday last year, so I'm assuming it'll be Friday. I actually don't like what they do with the Hall of Fame now. It used to be, it would be like an intimate, almost like a dinner setting with just wrestlers and their families. And then they made it a ticketed event. And it's kind of annoying having like thousands of fans yelling and everything. It doesn't seem as interesting to me, at least, to watch. It's too close to an actual wrestling event. And I like that it was like a, you know, watching a roast without it being a roast.
They should give out the slammies while they're doing the Hall of Fame, you know, kill two birds with one stone, you know.
Oh, it'd be fun. So much fun.
Wouldn't that be great? So, so we got Thunder. So we mentioned earlier, AEW star Darby Allin suffered 3 broken bones in his left foot during Wednesday's Dynamite match with Jay White. Allin suffered the injury less than 2 minutes into the 12-minute match, and he attempted a front flip off the top rope onto White at the ringside. That's going to stop Darby Allin from climbing the Himalayas. You know, and we talked about this last week, that Darby Allin climbing the Himalayas, you know, people die doing that, you know? I mean, there's dead people frozen that you go by on your way to the top because they're, you know, they don't bring them back down. They're frozen. They're dead frozen people on top of the mountain. You know, and so
perfectly preserved. They've been there for, you know, anywhere from 20 to 100 years. Yeah. I mean, I really feel like he has a death wish, like legitimate.
Of course, you've seen some of the skateboard stunts he's done and or the, you know, jumping on ramps and stuff. It's crazy, you know.
Yeah. And I know that his plan is not to wrestle for a long time. But like he's trying to squeeze all of Mick Foley's career in about 15 years instead of like, you know, however long Mick Foley wrestled. He's trying to do everything that Mick Foley could have possibly done to his body in that short period of time. And he's got to slow down.
Did you see the land on the glass at Sting's final match?
Saw it as it happened. Audibly cursed very loudly in my living room. My son came out and said, "Dad, what happened?" I go, "Just watch the replay."
I thought it was, thought it was sugar glass, but when you saw those cuts on his,
no. Yeah. All I saw was him, and then blood just starting to stream. It was like a cartoon almost.
Yeah,
I'm like, I texted my friends who were watching at the same time. I go, my friends weren't watching, but I was. I said, I think Darby Allin just killed himself because he just jumped on that glass that went everywhere. Blood's everywhere. It just.
When he rolled
foolish.
Over,
it's
it was
foolish.
Coming out of both sides, you know? It was
it was just, ugly thing. And he survived. I'm glad he survived, but God, that's stupid.
He didn't break anything there, you know.
I just turn into Jim Cornette whenever I see Darby Allin wrestle. I'm like, what's that guy doing? What a dumbass. Yeah.
Okay, so next up, Moose. If you've been following TNA, TNA has really kind of got a huge resurgence right now. Since going to TNA, except for, like, you know, firing Scott D'Amore, though. But beyond that, there's been some good stuff. I've watched it now. I watch it as much as I can. Moose and AJ Francis will be honorary captains for the Albany Firebirds of the Arena Football League for the team's home game on Thursday, May 2nd against the Nashville Cats. It was announced by TNA Wrestling and the Firebirds this past week. And they're going to have two shows in the Washington Avenue Armory up in Albany, Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th. I'm guessing it's a TV taping for TNA. They've been doing some great stuff. They've got some great talent in that company, and I'm excited to see, you know, what goes on. But if you want to see Moose and AJ Francis, and AJ Francis is the guy from WWE. What was his name again?
I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry.
He was with Swerve and whatever.
Top Dollar, right?
Yeah, Top Dollar. That's who it was. Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
And people might forget Swerve was part of that group at one time too, you know?
He's so much beyond them now.
Big time. An update. We had, unfortunately, Yukata Yoshi passed away last weekend, a New Japan wrestler. It happened after a match that he had been in last weekend. He was rushed to the hospital after competing for AJPW, All Japan Pro Wrestling. The promotion later informed his family that he passed away. He was 50 years old, which scares the crap out of me. Tokyo Sports released a statement from Yoshi's family revealing that the veteran wrestler star died from arteriosclerosis, which is a condition of the narrowing of the arteries. It's kind of when you get plaque buildup before, you know, mm-hmm. A lot of times you'll have a heart attack as a warning to me, hey, get, you know, straighten your stuff out. But he, unfortunately, had a fatal, I'm guessing a fatal heart attack from that and died, which is scary, you know, and sad, you know, because the guy was a big AJPW dude, and sent our best to his family, including some other bad news. If you watch AEW, you know the Workhorsemen. You ever seen that tag team?
Yes.
The Workhorsemen. Anthony Henry was a member of that, suffered a broken jaw, and he won't be able to compete in AEW's tag team tournament, which was just announced last night on Rampage, I think. I don't know how he got it. Oh, let's see. Henry revealed the injury occurred during a matchup with fellow AEW star Brian Keith. Uncle Bill from Family Affair, I believe, on Sunday with Deadlock Pro Wrestling. So,
wow, there's a reference for anybody 50 and older, a Family Affair.
Brian Keith is wrestling we'll get to it in a second. I always joke, but nobody, the name's familiar to me, and nobody else is getting it. So,
I get it, but I never saw the show. But okay. That's because I grew up in front of the television.
There you go. Big news this past week, the location of WWE SummerSlam is going to be in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Cleveland Browns Stadium. It was announced by Logan Paul, because Logan Paul dictates those things in WWE, you know. I mean, he's the one who makes you set the date up and everything. But he did announce it on his podcast, which I'm not going to promote. And he said,
you just did.
I didn't say the name of it, so. but he did.
I don't even know what it's called either.
Yeah, no, I kind of edited it out of the news. So it's going to be on August 3rd, Cleveland Browns Stadium. This is the first time WWE has brought SummerSlam to Cleveland since 1996. So super cool news, man. It's close here too, man. I go to Cleveland all the time.
Considering it.
Yeah. I go to Cleveland all the time. So kudos to that. It's been reported yesterday that multiple WWE talents are going to be working with Josh Barnett's Bloodsport event on April 4th. One of the several shows as part of the GCW Collective on WrestleMania 40 weekend. The collaboration shocked many, as WWE and GCW working together was not on many people's bingo card. GCW has announced that WWE star Shayna Baszler will be competing at the event. No opponent for the two-time NXT Women's Champ has been announced as of yet, and there's more WWE wrestlers who are going to be involved in it. So Josh Barnett, you might know as a former UFC. Was he champion? I don't think he was champion UFC.
I don't think he was ever champion, though.
He was a Pride, I know, but I think, you know, but not UFC. But Love Josh Barnett. He was backstage the other day. I saw pictures from him backstage. I said, what is he doing in WWE? Now we know it's a show that's going on the weekend of WrestleMania. So,
have you seen any of the Bloodsport events?
I have not.
They are a blast. There's so much. It's so not like WWE or AEW. It's so different. Yeah. They have no ropes. It's set up like a kumite without like potential death. It's all wrestlers that are known mostly for shoot style grappling and submission stuff. And last year, Moxley was in it. So I'm assuming there's going to be no AEW involvement this year. And they say multiple talents. So maybe we'll see, maybe this is what Gable's going to be doing instead of being in the Intercontinental match, or maybe they'll throw Gulak in there, because Gulak's just he's a trainer, I guess. He's a grappler. I mean, he'd be exciting to see in a Bloodsport event. So definitely on my radar now. It's always been on my radar, and I've watched last year. I've watched a couple of them. They're really, really interesting. If you like grapple shoot style, you know, stuff, definitely check out Bloodsport. I think it's like $15 or $10 to watch on Fight TV.
Oh, there you go.
It's cheap.
And you can see GCW next weekend on Fight TV as well. There, I'm going to throw that in. Some other news. Bad news for Psicosis. The Lucha Libre legend and former WCW star suffered a broken hip and is in need of an emergency surgery. His good friend Ruben Zamora from Mass Republic has launched a GoFundMe to help Psicosis with the costs. Do a search on GoFundMe for Psicosis. And that's spelled like P-S-I-C-O-S-I-S. You know, it doesn't really flow. It starts with a P. So, okay.
The P is silent.
Yeah, the P is silent. Psicosis. A popular pro wrestling couple split apart. TMZ reports that AEW star Miro and CJ Perry, you might remember as Rusev and Lana in WWE, are separated after 7 years of marriage. Perry confirmed the report. It's a shame, but now she's on the market. So, hey, CJ. But she, you know, what's amazing is, remember how much trouble they got in because they announced they were getting married when they were in WWE, because they were kind of ruined a whole storyline, and you know,
And now wasn't Rusev's Miro's thing, thanking God for his smoking hot wife.
Yeah.
And now he was, thank you God for freeing me from my smoking hot wife. Yeah.
Oh, back to the front, bro. Okay, so some other news. Yeah, we talked about the Janelle Grant lawsuit. We kind of caught up Jay-Z with it in the beginning.
What were the other names? You were going to tell us names.
I got them right here. So some of the other names from this was a new report came out. There was three or four journalists who posted this. According to the three journalists, WWE President Nick Khan and WWE Chief Operating Officer Brad Bloom have been revealed as WWE Corporate Officer Number 1 and Corporate Officer Number 2. So you can do like a Mad Libs and go and fill that in the lawsuit there. While neither man was involved in the sexual misconduct or violence that occurred against Grant's lawsuit claims that they and other facilitated and covered up exploits in a way that made WWE liable under federal anti-trafficking law. Stephanie McMahon was also named as corporate officer number 3. So you can add that one in as well. So go through the lawsuit and start adding these names in, because they're referred to quite a few times in it. So
now you're going to make me go back and read this again. Yeah, I don't want to. I forgot half of what I read already. I don't
want
to remember.
I want you to go back and figure out what I was talking about with Brock Lesnar. Okay.
I got homework to do now. But you know what? And maybe that's why Stephanie left, because she knew this was coming.
She left. She came back. She left again. So yeah, yeah.
And how is Paul Levesque escaping this unscathed? That's what I want
to
know.
Well, there's still a lot of investigating to go, and I think that he had to have been in the know. They said everybody who was in the company in any sort of position of power had to have known what was going on. So We will find out. And then if it happens, then, you know, then I'm scared because right now I like what he's doing with the company. I like what's going on. I like that, you know, he's like changed some rules that Vince McMahon used to do that they no longer do, but we'll see. I don't want him. I don't want him gone or anything. So let's go to some other news. The following matches are, if you're going to watch AEW Collision tonight, this is what you're going to get. Okay. The tournament for the vacant AEW tag team titles begins. You're going to get in that tournament the House of Black versus the Infantry, which is a wild card tag team tournament match, which I'm not sure exactly what, but if it sounds like fun, I will watch it. We got Julia Hart versus Trish Adora for the AEW TBS Championship. Bryan Danielson versus Shibata. Katsuyori, is that how you say it? Yeah.
Well, Katsuyori. I don't know how you say it, but my friend sent me that, and I go, oh, it's the battle of the brain damaged. Because Shibata literally had his brain removed from his head, fixed, and then put back in. And Bryan Danielson, obviously, we know about his struggles. So it'll be a good match watching these two guys possibly kill each other.
Oh, my God. Well, then we got Pac versus Commander. And I like Commander. Commander had a great match on TV on last night. And Kyle O'Reilly coming back finally and taking on Uncle Bill from Family Affair, Brian Keith.
Sad sack Kyle O'Reilly.
Oh, I love Kyle O'Reilly's awesome. Hopefully, you know.
I love him too, but he came out when he came out on Revolution. All I saw was those bags under his eyes. It looked like he packed luggage. And he looked like he was just so sad. And I'm sure they're playing that up a lot, but oh my gosh.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, he wouldn't be back if he couldn't do it. So we'll see. No. On Wednesday's AEW Dynamite, this is what you'll be able to see. And this has been promoted for quite a few weeks. Christian Cage versus Adam Copeland in an I Quit match for the TNT title. Adam Copeland, once again, you know, another newcomer in the last 6 months to AEW. Not a needle mover. Sorry. Eddie Kingston versus Okada for the Continental Championship. So we get an Okada match. This is in Toronto, I believe, isn't it? I think it's, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Or Ottawa.
Ottawa. It's
it's in Ottawa.
I know it's in Canada, so. We got FTW champion Hook versus Chris Jericho in a non-title match.
Who cares?
And Mercedes Moné speaks. I don't have anything set for Raw. I'm sure there was stuff that came out, but I've got stuff for SmackDown next week where we're going to get Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes come face-to-face.
Ooh.
Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar, which Rey Mysterio is coming back from an injury. New Catch Republic versus Legado del Fantasma, winner advances to the WrestleMania 40 ladder match. Excuse me. And some other updates from WrestleMania. That's just for SmackDown next week. Some other updates. Jimmy Uso accepted Jey Uso's challenge this past week. Like I said, Legado del Fantasma versus the New Catch Republic. And it's a six-pack tag team title ladder match at WrestleMania 40. So whoever wins that gets to go into that. We got LA Knight challenged AJ Styles, and AJ Styles agreed, you know, after holding him down with a chair that was pretty much looked like it was cutting his head off last night on SmackDown. Nick Aldis announced that Logan Paul will indeed be defending his U.S. championship against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens in a triple threat match at WrestleMania 40. And Rey Mysterio challenges Escobar to a singles match. I'm sure it'll lead to something at WrestleMania 40. Major bids for WrestleMania 41 are going out, and Minneapolis is a finalist to host next year's WrestleMania 41. They got that beautiful stadium, so why not? You know, that's going to be pretty cool. So, but we'll know that pretty soon, I'm thinking. And then all I got is like ratings news. I don't care about that stuff. You know, ratings are great. You know, ratings aren't, but even I think SmackDown or Raw dropped, even though the show has been like on fire, you know, I mean, they're selling out everywhere. Right. So Jay-Z, I think that's all the news I've got. You got anything going on, man, that, any more?
No, I'm thinking of hitting the St. Patrick's Day parade, not in the city, but maybe down at Avon. I have to talk to my family about that. But other than that, I'm just hanging out and, trying not to, get into too much trouble, but happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St.
to everybody out there.
Yeah, yeah. Happy St.
Patrick's Day. Top of the afternoon to you.
And happy
have a pint of Guinness on me.
It's 316 day too.
What?
What? What? So sorry.
What?
Folks,
can you imagine what he's going to be like in the old folks' home? Uncle Steve, do you want some water? What? They're not going to know if he's working them or not.
Yes. Uncle Steve, you need your teeth put in. What?
What?
Well, Steve, he is one of our favorites. And,
for sure.
Yeah, so cool. I'm going to listen. Well, then on that note, I'm going to end the show and say thank you to everybody in the chat room. I will read one comment before we get out of here. Tim said, this is what he said. Has Becky Lynch, the man, run its course? People used to be annoyed by Charlotte Flair being pushed. Now it seems like Lynch has taken that spot. Yeah, I mean, I never bought into the, I hate to say it, but I never bought in when Becky Lynch main evented WrestleMania and then put on a mediocre match to main event wrestle. I don't know if it's mediocre, but to me it was, it was not your atypical, it was, I don't know. What do you think?
It's just cooled off. I don't know. I think women's wrestling in general at WWE has cooled off. I there's nobody there that really jumps out at me as a star. Like someone, Bailey might be the only one, but she's been so well protected when it comes to putting her with a group, and they telegraphed the group eventually breaking up and her turning babyface again. She might be the only one that I really have hope for right now. Liv Morgan's fine. Having her back is fine. But I don't see anybody that really kind of jumps out at me right now. And Becky Lynch has sort of cooled off. So,
yeah, I think so too. And I mean, Becky Lynch had taken a lot of time off from injuries and like in the last like 4 months, I noticed she like separated her shoulder at one point. That'll always hurt your momentum, but yeah, she comes out and she's trying to do the Rock, the man has come back, or whatever. And I don't feel it. I don't know. And I don't know if it's really getting over or not. I mean, she seems like a wonderful girl, especially when, I don't know if you saw that picture of her and Seth Rollins this week where they were like draping their belts over, over
from her book.
From their naughty parts, right? It's like
yeah, and I think the caption was, you knew a photo like this had to exist, right? I'm like, you know what, we saw enough of that stuff when Paige did it. We don't need anything else to kind of spur our imagination there, Becky, but oh well.
Yeah, I think we got a lot more for our money from Paige, but that, that's neither here.
Well, it was free. There was no money involved. There was no money exchanged hands. If you look for the Paige pictures,
don't do that, folks. Please don't.
Please don't read the Vince McMahon thing before you look for those.
Yeah. And then you'll know what I'm talking about with Brock.
You'll never look at that title belt the same. And you'll probably just want, if they're walking around with it, just hand them cleaning wipes the entire, sorry.
Cartman didn't like that one either, right, Cartman? Respect my authority. Nah. All right, sorry. Okay, we're going to let you guys go. I got to get downtown. So, Jay-Z,
drive safely.
Thank you so much, man. It's always good to have you visit, and especially if it means I got rid of everybody else, So, I will be honest.
Look, I don't mind being here with everybody else once in a while either.
I know. We may count on you as we get closer to WrestleMania. I'd love to have like a big show.
Yeah, for sure. Let me know.
Yeah. This is the first show I've done with earbuds in instead of my headphones. So it's like, I don't know if I've been yelling the whole time, and I apologize if I have, folks.
Nah, you've been fine.
Jay-Z, thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Everybody out there, have a great, body slam someone you love.